You're listening to Archer Radio.
Welcome to Archer Radio. Today's Monday, June 13th, 2005. And I'm sure you've heard by now that just a very few minutes ago, they had the verdict for Michael Jackson's child molestation case on the news. And he was found not guilty on all 10 counts. Now, what the fuck's up with that? That's crazy. Now, as it turns out, I happen to know that Homer, our good blogging buddy Homer, is good friends with Michael Jackson. And as it turns out, Michael Jackson asked Homer to drive him home on the way home from the courthouse. And since I knew that would be taking place, I placed a phone call to Homer to see if we could talk to Michael exclusively on Archer Radio. So I recorded the conversation just a few minutes ago, and let's take a listen to the conversation we had with Homer and Michael.
Hello?
Homer?
No, this is Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson?
Yes, I'm running back from the courthouse in Homer's car.
Now, Michael, now that's interesting that you'd be answering your phone right after the verdict.
Well, you know how it goes. I'm just so excited to be innocent.
Now, Michael, don't talk too loud because the levels on my recording device aren't catching you quite well.
Oh, I'm so sorry that I was so excitable.
Now, Michael, now that you are, you've been found not guilty, what are you going to do?
Well, I think I'm going to record a new album, and I'm going to do a remake of one of my favorite songs, Beat It.
Beat It?
Yes, I beat it.
I bet you beat it often.
Myself. Yeah, I don't call it often. Is that what you call yours, often?
Mine doesn't have a name.
Well, you're not a celebrity, I guess, then.
No, I am definitely not a celebrity, that's for sure.
So, Archer, I was going to ask, the next photo shoot you do?
Yes?
What if some cute little boys?
Well, now, Michael, now you don't want me to get in trouble, do you?
Well, I don't care if you get in trouble. I just want to look at those pretty pictures.
Don't you already have lots of child pornography at your house at Neverland Ranch?
No way!
Did they take it all away?
They did.
Oh, no.
Made me real sad.
But now, can't you invite some of the little boys over to your house?
Oh, no, Mama says no. She says, no, I can't do that.
Who said no?
Mama. My mama.
Your mama said you couldn't invite any more little boys over.
No. She even took Prince Michael and Prince Michael 2 away.
Well, now, isn't one of your children named Blanket?
That's my niece Security.
Oh, I see. Well, Michael, is Homer with you?
Yes, just one moment.
Okay. Nice talking to you, Michael.
You're welcome. Oh, hey, Archer, it's me.
Hi, Homer. How are you?
You know, I hate driving around with Michael Jackson because, you know, for one thing, he gets lipstick everywhere.
Doesn't he have lipstick tattoos on his lips?
No, he applies it every 5 minutes, dang it. And it's just all over my car seat because, of course, he's got his head down, you know, because the paparazzi and all that shit, you know.
Of course, and I really like that black SUV that you're driving around in.
No, because he's so frightened of the paparazzi we're driving around in my silver Saturn.
Oh, I see.
No one would ever expect Michael Jackson to be in a silver Saturn.
Well, see, now that makes sense because they've had the helicopters following this black SUV, and I thought for sure Michael was in there.
Although, there's those fools.
Well,
they are. Yeah, they're just foolish.
Well, tell Michael to put his earplugs in so that he can't hear us talk about him.
Oh, well, he's got his little plugs in already, yeah.
Good. Now, what do you think about the verdict, Homer?
Well, to tell you the truth, it was kind of exciting at work. We all were, like, watching the computers to see who would be the first one to see whether Michael was innocent or not.
Right.
And I was the first one to bring it up on the New York Times, so it said, not guilty. And so I shouted it out.
But now it's not
guilty. They're all like, no way.
Can you believe that? He's not guilty on all 10 counts.
Well, you know what? You know, I'm not any legal expert or anything, but the case against him was just like shit. I read some of the transcripts on smokinggun.com.
Right.
Of the mother testifying, and I'm sorry, but that woman was just a big old liar. It was so obvious that she was just lying.
Yes, but now here's the thing. Even though she was lying, we know that she's just out for money. But don't you think that he actually did do some child molestation with all those little boys sleeping over in his bed?
I just don't know. I mean, it's so bizarre, his life, that you just don't know what's true and what's not true.
Well, that's just it. It's so bizarre because what grown man has little boys sleeping over in his bed and who's not a pedophile, who's, you know, having sex with them?
Yeah, I mean, maybe Michael is the one person that doesn't do that sort of thing. I just don't know. And I certainly hope that he's learned his lesson and that you know, he doesn't have any more little boys hanging out with him anymore. That just, you know.
Well, because it'll just set him up for another lawsuit.
Definitely. I mean, and there are certainly parents out there that are more than willing to, beat the hook with their little boys.
That's true. But I heard right after the verdict that he's going to get his $3 million bail back, so, or whatever
it is. His bond.
His bond, yeah, because he's going to need that money.
Well, yeah, because apparently his finances really suck.
Yeah.
So, and maybe he can do a children's album or something to raise money.
A children's album?
Yeah, like songs about, don't let the stranger touch your little wiener.
You could be his backup singer.
I could be, but, you know, it's really painful having my skin bleached out because, you know, Michael doesn't like anyone to be the least bit, you know, dark.
Well, now, but you have a farmer's tan, so probably the majority of your body is pretty white.
Yes, it is, I have to admit.
But now, what if he would want to put his finger up your butt?
Oh, my God. I'll say something like, I'm sorry, but you got to take the nail polish off first.
That's funny. Why does your finger smell like his ass?
See, that? Okay. I don't know how to respond to that.
Well, I was looking at, there's a picture of him on the New York Times website now, looking at it, and it's just like, oh, he's got a, you know, you can see his wig, and you can see he's got, like, lipstick on, and eye makeup and everything, and I'm just like, oh, dude, you're just a perv.
Do you think that's a wig?
Oh, totally. You can see the little wig line of his forehead.
Oh, my gosh, I'm going to have to check that out sometime.
Well, you know, I mean, especially because, like, the back of his hair, he had, you know, damage in that Pepsi fire.
Oh, right.
84
right.
Or something.
That's right. I'm going to go to CNN and see if they have a picture of him on there.
I'll pray. I'll pray to the Michael Jackson deity that there is one there. So, yeah, you know, I really used to like old Michael back in the old days when he had his Thriller album. That was really innovative and cool. And then he just kind of, like, did the whole plastic surgery thing, and then he just got freakazoid.
Literally, as soon as he started doing that whole, the beginning of the plastic surgery, when his nose first changed,
yeah,
that's when he started going downhill.
Yeah, and then he married Lisa Marie Presley. My God, I mean.
Yeah, and did you see her on Oprah, and when Oprah was trying to get her to talk about that, she did not want to talk about it at all.
Well, no, I mean, that's just kind of, who would want to talk about the fact that, you know, I don't know if they ever actually, like, had penetrative sex or anything.
I kind of doubt it.
Well, it depends on who was being penetrated.
Ooh, do you think she used a strap-on?
I plead the fifth.
Oh, that's so disgusting.
So, yeah, so the trial of 2005 all done, and now what is America going to do?
Seriously, what are we going to do now?
You know, because some of the Republicans... Republicans are saying that the reason that George Bush's Social Security reform thing hasn't been, on people's minds is because of the Michael Jackson trial, which to me seems like totally ludicrous. But
oh well, then now we can just focus our attention on his shitty Social Security plan.
Totally. You know, because Michael Jackson is going to need some of that money if he's going to go broke and everything.
That's true. But at least he didn't have to sell the Beatles collection.
Yeah. Although, it could be kind of fun to own some of those songs, I think. So.
It would be, but that's his retirement money, so.
Yeah.
But even so, how does he make money now? I mean, he doesn't have any new albums out. How does he actually make money?
Well, you know, every time somebody downloads one of his songs and iTunes, or, I mean, he's got a really big following in Europe still, and they're buying his old records.
Yeah, I guess he does have some money coming in.
He must have some licensing for images, you know.
True.
Yeah, supposedly he is spending like $20 or $30 million more a year than he's actually got, so.
Exactly, so I don't think that there's a balance there. He's probably not bringing in the same amount that he's spending, obviously.
No.
Well, he's in financial troubles.
I saw him recently. He had some show where he had him and his brothers on there, and it was kind of sad because he really is a great performer. And that's not something I normally think about people, but he does put on a great show, and it's just too bad that he's so warped. Oh, sorry, Michael. I didn't mean to say that. You heard me.
Oops.
Oh, no!
Push him down the back seat again.
I did. But it's really gross to touch his hair. Ew. It's like a, I think it's the wig is made of like horse hair or something.
Ew. You think he'd be able to afford something better.
Well, you know, when you're $20 million a year, you're broke every year. Yeah, you gotta do what you gotta do.
I guess that's true.
Yeah. Well, Archer, I was so nice of you to call up and talk to Michael and to me.
Well, I'm so glad you were available for a recorded phone conversation with you and Michael.
Well, you know, it was just a miracle. I just got the phone call from Michael asking to pick him up at the courthouse, and you know how that goes.
Yeah, you just have to move when your clients call.
Anything for fellow perverts.
Well, now you go ahead and you get Michael on home, and
okay.
And I guess I'll catch up with you later. All right, have a good evening.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Isn't that amazing that Homer would be able to capture that exclusive ride home with Michael? Although I have to admit that I'm not so sure that was really Michael Jackson. I would tend to doubt it, but if Homer said so, I have to believe him. So I'm so glad that Michael Jackson listens to Archer Radio too.
Hi, this is Michael Jackson, and I'm innocent. If you don't listen to ArcherRadio.com, you're missing out on a good time, more fun than Never Neverland. Bye.
Moving along, I really wanted to talk about our the weekend I had, because the boyfriend and I went to Ingleside Winery in Oak Grove, Virginia, and we were hoping to attend we thought it was a jazz music and wine event in the courtyard at Ingleside Winery, or Ingleside Plantation, they call it. But, as it turns out, it wasn't all we expected it to be. And what we did was, after the event, we went back to the hotel and we got comfortable. And we decided to podcast about our experiences. So, listen to the audio that I recorded over the weekend of the boyfriend and I talking about our adventures in Bushland. So listen to this.
Well, we've attended our wine event here at Ingleside Winery, and I can honestly report that George Bush's White Incestual America is alive and well.
It sure is. Now, currently we're in the Days Inn Hotel in Colonial Beach, Virginia.
Yes, we've seen so many wide foreheads and
inbred
eyeballs.
And the thing is that I determined that, at least here, there's some kind of festival, if you want to call it a festival, going on.
It's a scat festival.
Pictures will be on the blog. Okay, so
there was a ride called Scat. We're not making it up.
Well, now wait a minute. You have to explain. So here at the hotel, like literally, there are some. I guess it's fairgrounds right next to the hotel, and there's like it's a major white and black trash activities going on, and they have all these, you know, cheap carnival kind of rides, and one of them is called Scat.
Another is called Hustler.
And I took a whole bunch of pictures, and I'll post them on my blog, or at least my photo galleries.
Now, just in case you're wondering if human beings could swallow a watermelon whole, we are eyewitnesses, and we are telling you, yes, it happens. Americans can swallow entire watermelons and bowling balls whole.
And they remain in their stomachs because we saw them.
Yes.
You basically were saying that there's a lot of fat people out here. Granted.
Fat, inbred.
White trash.
Trashy individuals. Now, we did attend the Ingleside Blues and Wine event. Now, would you care to...
Well, first of all, the name of it was the Ingleside Blues and Wine in the Courtyard.
Did we hear any blues?
I was just going to say, what does that sound like to you? It sounds like a relatively quiet evening, enjoying some nice conversation, some wine, with some music in the background.
Or maybe a three-piece jazz ensemble, some Miles Davis, some Billie Holiday.
John Coltrane.
We just heard Elvis. And
it wasn't good.
Very bad wedding reception, Elvis.
It was. The music was like, just like he said, it's like a wedding reception, a bad wedding reception.
Ooh, a lot of shaking going on.
Like the, do you remember The Wedding Singer?
Yes.
That kind of
that
bad
kind of music.
Bad wedding reception music. And the thing is, so we went with these higher expectations, and I actually thought that I was underdressed before we even went. I thought, oh my God, I'm wearing shorts and my shirt's untucked.
Yeah, you're lesbian.
It's my lesbian chic I was wearing, because I had my, they're not Birkenstocks, but they're Doc Martin sandals on.
Yes, they were too chic.
And
chic.
And so we walk into this place, and we really can't tell yet what's going on. We, you know, we pay for the tickets and go in, because they give you a glass, so we each got a glass. And we go up to where the tastings are happening, and the first thing that we see is this guy comes over to the bar, or to the tasting table, with a wine glass full of ice.
And he wants a glass of Merlot.
And he wants them to fill it with Merlot. Oh,
that should have been sign number one. The wines were very, very good, we have to say.
Yes.
The wines were very, very good.
And I did buy a bottle of Sangiovese. Probably one of the priciest bottles of wine I have bought yet.
But they were very good. I mean, the vineyards are immaculate.
Yes.
But
and the grounds can be... You know, the courtyard area could be very nice with
Let's talk about the food. Because we were told it was barbecue. I was excited. Barbecue and a nice bottle of Merlot. What did we get? Egg salad.
There was egg salad, there was chicken salad, there was pasta salad.
And mock seafood salad.
And was
now,
there any...
what the fuck is mock seafood salad? It's like a chicken McNugget.
Was it labeled mock?
Oh, come on. What seafood could withstand 95 degree heat?
That's true.
Be like,
well, and they all had mayonnaise in them with 90
well,
degree.
That's true. It didn't like a, it did not look like any seafood I've ever eaten.
Well, so we bought a bottle of wine. What did we have? The
we had the Blue Crab Blanc, and it was very, very good.
It actually was good, and I actually liked that blue bottle.
And we had a glass of Merlot
for dessert,
and it was very good as well.
But now, because we sat at the table, and then the boyfriend went and got his food, and he came back with his plate full of egg salad, pasta salad, chicken salad, and
chips.
And a couple of chips and some bread, and I said, "Where's the meat?" It's because. So then I went to get my food because we were saving the table, and There was no meat. There was not an ounce of meat.
No barbecue.
No barbecue. And it was... Did you see the bags of Utz chips?
Yes.
It was Utz chips. It was white bread. There was one thing of sourdough, and I think there was some pumpernickel.
I scooped that up.
But that was it. There was nothing to eat. Wait a minute. My dinner consisted of 2 pieces of white bread, a handful of potato chips, and like 4 Ritz crackers.
Well, that's because you don't eat anything with mayonnaise. Everything tonight was with mayonnaise.
I know. That's not the kind of white cream I like.
But... Well, you'll get that later on. But
you hear that noise?
Oh, what is that? Stop that.
I'm slapping my penis.
Oh, stop that. Now, behind us...
Should I tell them how we're laying here?
We're nude.
We are laying on the hotel bed totally nude
now,
because it's so fucking hot. But the air conditioning's on in the room.
Now, behind us, at the winery, were some rotundas. Thunder thighs with... Ritz crackers.
No, Wheat Thins. They had Wheat Thins.
Wheat Thins. Bacon bits.
And what were they doing?
Blowing
bubbles.
Bubbles. Yes, they were blowing bubbles to this horrible Elvis music.
It was just... But now, here's the thing. If we thought the event at the winery was white trashy, this festival thing, whatever, here by the hotel... was one step below that.
Yes. These folks would go on Jerry Springer. These were Jerry Springer contestants.
He's definitely... And the thing is, they're all... Everybody's teeth. Oh, my God. They have terrible teeth.
Haven't they heard of fluoride?
I don't think they have.
Oh, rotten. Horrible. These are like snaggle teeth from hell. Can you imagine kissing these women?
No.
With their buck teeth?
And it was funny because when we were sitting there after the bottle of wine, we were having the Merlot, and W, the boyfriend, was saying, okay, now, if you were straight, would there be any women here that you would hit on?
Oh, they had horrible teeth.
Oh, no, there was not a single woman there. And then, you know, we were watching certain couples while we were there, and... When we first sat down at the table next to us, I guess it was maybe diagonal from us, there was this older, heavy-set guy with long hair that was tied in a ponytail. He had a hat on, like a straw hat.
Yeah, he was a Vietnam vet.
Yeah, he was, if you think of a typical Vietnam vet, this was this guy. Sitting with him was like a high school coach who obviously worked out at one time but was now, you know, a stranger to the gym.
Yeah, just fat and flabby.
He actually wasn't that fat, but
he was fat.
He was a beefy guy. So these two are sitting here, and they started out with one bottle of wine. Then by the time we were having our dessert wine, they had 4 corks sitting on their table. And then they had moved over to these women were sitting at a table, and they were chatting up these women, and they were dancing with these women. It's like, how in the hell did these ugly, straight men who drank 4 bottles of wine end up with these straight women?
Did you get a letter of those women?
Well, yeah, the women were not very, you know, were no prize.
These were not.
Especially that one in the black top with the greasy wet hair from sweating.
With those saddlebag ass. Oh my God. These were not Miss America contestants.
No. There wasn't one Miss America contestant there. Now, we did see, I noticed one or two attractive men. They were obviously... Well, like that couple who were sitting like one table over from us.
Yes, he had been to the dentist.
Yes, and they were obviously like, they were very Republican looking, let's just say. Wouldn't you say?
Yeah, but they were attractive.
They were attractive. The guy was very attractive, and they probably even felt out of place with some of those people, wouldn't you think?
Probably. And maybe like us, they thought, well, otherwise these people would be at home watching Jerry Springer, drinking Schlitz,
yeah,
and having some cheese whiz.
And smoking,
cheap cigarettes.
Or even those menthol ones. What are those menthol
Newports.
Ones? Newports, yeah. Smoking Newports.
Even I was driven to smoking cigarettes.
Yes, the boyfriend actually four or five times was like, give me a drag off your cigarette. I was like, shocked. And then when we were driving back to the hotel, he's smelling his shirt. And he's like, oh my God, I smell like smoke. I'm like, hello, you were smoking all evening.
Well, I had to do something. Stop. Stop playing with your penis.
I don't know if they can hear that.
Well, yes, they can.
It does feel good, though.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Well, stop thinking of those buck-toothed women.
Ugh. God, that was so nasty.
You think they have snaggle teeth between their legs?
Oh, stop.
Oh, that's they do. Oh, hairy, butchy.
That's disgusting.
Oh.
That is
I
disgusting.
I bet they do not do any kind of female maintenance, if you know what I mean.
Yes. Douching.
Oh.
Or trimming.
These
well,
are
now, we should change the subject, because we did have a nice experience.
Oh, very. We had a nice time.
When, well, yeah, we definitely had fun, because we were, one thing we're good at is trashing other people.
We weren't trashing
but,
them.
No, we're not trashing them, but just, you know, talking
well,
about
them. Well, we had invited friends to join us.
It's a good thing they didn't come.
And we were thankful that they didn't come. We were waiting for the blues music that never happened. The barbecue never came out. The wines are very good.
Yeah, that's about the, you know, that's probably the saving grace of this thing, was the wines were exceptional.
Yeah.
And the cute redhead guy behind the tasting bar.
Yes.
The young guy, he was nice eye candy, I thought.
Yes.
In my thin, kind of geeky, attractiveness.
And they did give us some free glasses of wine.
They did. Oh, yeah. Hello. We were at the tasting bar, and we were getting some chocolate to go with the Merlot, and the guy, the cute redhead, rang up the chocolate, and he said, okay, that's $1.05, and then the boyfriend goes, what about the wine? I'm like, you, shut up, he's going to give it to you free.
Well, I'm honest.
But then it, as his karma came back to repay him, when he went to get his second glass of Merlot,
yes,
the lady didn't charge him. He got it free.
Yes. Linda didn't charge us one penny.
Now, was Linda the one who was explaining to us about all the wines?
Yes.
Okay. And we actually got to be... This ticket that we got also allowed us to taste their black label wines.
For free.
For free, yeah. Well, we paid. It was part of the
ticket.
Yeah,
and you bought some wine, too.
I did. I bought the Sangiovese, which is their black label, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Now, earlier on in the day, on the way coming down here, we went a different route. And as it turns out, on the way down here, we discovered another winery.
Yeah.
Oak Crest, I believe it's called, isn't it? And that was it's a little winery, wouldn't you say? They only
very
have,
little.
They only have 8 acres of grapes.
Yeah, they just opened.
They've been open, I thought you said 3 years.
Yeah, but in the industry, that's pretty new.
Yeah. Oh, definitely new, yeah. But and they only produce, like, what, 6 wines?
Yeah.
So we stopped there for a tasting, and the very first wine we had was
the best wine.
Yeah, it was. I thought it was exceptional. The it's called Symphony White, and it was a blend of grapes, right?
It was a Muscat.
A Muscat, okay.
And it was very, very dry.
Now, see, maybe it was because I was so thirsty at the time of year, but I didn't think it was all that dry.
It was dry.
Okay. But it was very good, and it's a cute little building they have. And you can, it's literally right there next to the vineyards.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that far off the road.
No.
And
2 miles.
Yeah, 2.5 miles. And the lady was so nice. And when we were staying there tasting, we were the only ones in the place.
Yeah, we had.
Which is always nice because we get the full attention.
Yeah.
And she was telling us about the wine passport thing, whatever, where you get the little stickers every winery you go to.
Yeah.
We didn't get one at Ingleside.
Oh, we didn't. We should go back tomorrow and get one.
You want to go back?
Yeah, let's do that tomorrow.
Well, actually, we do have to go in that direction to go to that other one.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, let's do that. And then if you change your mind, you want to get a bottle of that Merlot.
Yeah, we could do that, too.
Because you changed your mind, decided not to get the Merlot.
Well, because they were closing up.
I don't think it was still very...
Well, after the Elvis impersonator stopped singing, it was time to leave.
Well, but we do like the wines at Ingleside, so we can't judge it on this
Snaggle-tea?
One. Yeah, this one event or the people who are attending it.
No.
So.
We will go to a new one tomorrow.
Yes, we found another one to go to tomorrow. It's about, well, it's 3 miles. I don't even know how far. Maybe it's 6 miles in the opposite direction, but it's not that far, and we have to check out at 11 o'clock, so we have plenty of time to go down there.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we can go to Ingleside and then go there, because Ingleside's on the way to the other one. So yeah,
we have a box of crackers to bring, too.
We do. We do. So we have a... On the trip home, we're going to go to some more wineries.
Absolutely.
So, can you think of anything else we should talk about?
No.
Okay. Well, oh my goodness, my boyfriend has been playing with himself. He's hard as a rock. Okay, time to go.
Bye.
Bye. Where's the button?
Yes, isn't that funny? The two of us were laying there naked on the bed enjoying that conversation, and I won't go into what we were doing after that little bit of podcast, because that's, you can just imagine yourselves anyway. I also wanted to, I have a couple other things I want to talk about. The UFN show, which is Urban Family Night show, Nathan and Patrick were the only two on the most recent podcast that they did. And they were talking about my audio setup. Well, Nathan and Patrick, it isn't. It looks impressive, but I'm telling you, to coordinate all this stuff is just. I think I'm still doing it wrong, because when I was working on that podcast from Friday night with the boyfriend show, I think I had the levels of the music a little too loud at certain points, so that's why it sounded odd. And actually, this stuff didn't cost all that much money, so I don't have a huge investment into this. Plus, it's just a hobby for me. I just love creating the podcast. But anyway, thank you for the mention, UFN show. And actually, UFN show, I'm thinking about doing like a sweeper for your show. And if I decide to do that, I will email it to you and see if you like it or not. Moving right along at this, on the same topic, Mr. Poos of Poos Radio, excuse me. Oh my goodness, I have a little cough. Mr. Poos of Poos Radio was talking on his recent show about his photographs and how I had leaked the link to his photographs. And I thought at first he was mad at me, but he said he wasn't mad. He just didn't know where the link was coming from, and then he figured it out. So if you want to see Mr. Poos, what he looks like, you're going to have to go to one of the back... shows. I don't remember which number it is, but go to the website, you can find it, and there's a link to Mr. Poos's pictures on there. And I think that's about all for today. Oh, no, wait, I want to talk about listener voice, or not voicemail, the listener email and listener comments. We got an email from Carl of Copper Red, and I linked to his blog in the last show. I believe it was the last show or the show before. And he was talking in his email all about, gays. Because in the last pod show, we were talking about... Oh, excuse me, I burped a little bit. In the last podcast, the boyfriend and I were talking about how what the gays are trying to do is... we're asking for people to accept all the sex we're having in the... bars being closed, anyway, Mr. or Carl from Copper Red at Live Journal was talking about the same thing, and he said he didn't see any problem with it. And what did he say here? He says Americans are so uptight about sex, it really is just sad. In Sweden, lots of people have sex in the woods on occasion. It'd be just communing with nature. I don't know about that. But anyway, so Carl, I want to thank you for the email, and I will reply to it soon. He also mentioned briefly about the funding that we get in our local PBS stations. It sounds like, from what he tells me, is that our local PBS stations don't get a whole lot of funding from the government. Ours is mostly from the public, so he says that we probably wouldn't feel the difference. But I'm sure any little bit of money that's missed from the government can certainly help out PBS. Plus, as many of those drives that they have to ask for money, you'd think they'd be rich by now. And then I wanted to... Anyway, so thank you, Carl, for the email. And I wanted to talk about the comments that we got, because from Friday night's show with the boyfriend and I, Beth Beth commented about the Ding Chow Pong radio, and she said it was great laughs, so she enjoyed that. And then we had a comment from Tanya, who's a new listener. Oh, did you hear that thunder? I think we're having a thunderstorm. I should get this done soon. We got a comment from Tanya, who found us through Poos Radio. And Tanya said that she loves the jazz playing in the background, and she wanted to know if I could give her some information on it. Well, Tanya, all of the jazz that was played on that podcast that you listened to with the boyfriend was from podsafe.com. I think it's podsafemusic.com. It's all music that is made by musicians who post their music for the other people to download and use in their things. And I'm almost sure it's from, well, I guess I could actually look on the web and tell you. It's from, yes, PodSafe Audio. I'm sorry. PodSafeAudio.com, and they have all kinds of music there. And I can't even tell you who the artists are. All I know is that it's from PodSafe Audio. But I'll put a link on there for you, Tanya, and you can check it out yourself. And she's a new listener, so Tanya, I want to welcome you to the Archer Radio, and hopefully you'll hang around and listen to us again. And of course, encourage everyone else. And Tanya, if you haven't voted for Archer Radio, go ahead and vote for Archer Radio on podcastally.com. And then we got a comment from Copper Red. He sent me an email and a comment, so thank you, Carl. Anyway, that is it for this evening. I know this podcast is running a little long, so I'm going to stop it now. And hopefully, I'll definitely have a show tomorrow, because I'm off tomorrow. I took another day off. So, I hope you enjoyed today's show, and especially the audio from the boyfriend and I at the hotel. I thought that was fun. So, thanks for listening. Come back again. Send me email. Send me comments. Send me audio clips. I'll play them on my show. And of course, until next time, bye.
You've been listening to Archer Radio.